Do you ever say chunked it or flung it or pitched it?
No.
And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door, nobody answered, you say, well, I guess he's not
home.
And someone's walking in your direction, you say, he's coming straight
toward me.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you say, this morning I just happened to
run into.
And if a child's given the same name that her aunt has, you'd say they named the child
after.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Orange juice, coffee, milk.
If you wanted some coffee, they wanted to be ready. You'd say, I guess I have to go.
Make some coffee.
And talk about putting milk in coffee. You say some people like it. Some people like their coffee. How?
With cream, not laced. Because laced is something else.
What's laced?
Laced is with some type of alcohol.
What about if you don't put anything in it? You say you're drinking it?
Straight.
Any other terms for straight coffee?
Black.
Do you ever hear the expression drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
And you say some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
With milk.
And you tell a child, now, you eat what's put before you, or you can do
without.
And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
just down the road.
Or just a little...
just a little way.
And if you'd been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
a piece.
Okay. And something that's very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say you can find that just about...
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, fell over.
Backwards.
And this way.
Fell on his face.
Or if he didn't fall backwards, he fell.
Fell on his face.
Or what would be the opposite of backwards?
Forwards.
And say if you've been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
Nary a one.
Do you use that expression?
Yes, I would.
Do you hear it very much around here?
Mm-hmm.
Would you use it seriously or jokingly or what?
Well, with a question of that sort, I'd use it. Yes, that's what I'd say. I didn't catch nary one.
And say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
cleared it.
Huh?
Cleared it.
And weed is tied up into a...
a sheaf.
And then they're piled up into a...
I don't know. We don't grow weed here.
What about fodder? You tie that up into a... and talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You could say we raise 40...
bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I have no idea. We don't grow oats.
Say if there was something that we had to do today. Just the two of us. You could say, we'll have to do it. Or you could say, if you didn't use the word we, you could say, you and...
you and I'll have to.
Okay. Did you ever say, me and you have to?
No.
And...
or we're gonna.
Uh-huh. You're talking about some man and yourself having to do something. You say...